You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin. And if you are new here, thank you for joining me. Don't know how you found me, but I am glad that you did, and I hope that you stay. If you're not familiar with who I am or what I do, I am your personal success mentor. And what does that mean exactly? Well, it means that I help women step up, show up, and take control of their lives. I am passionate about working with women, about helping women really dig deep within themselves to tap into that untapped potential, right? It's those things that for whatever reason we have kept buried inside of us, either because we have allowed life to just overwhelm us. Maybe we have put our own needs and desires on the back burner to take care of our children, our families, our loved ones. There's so many reasons why women don't put themselves first. And so really the work that I do is to help you get out of that, to help you realize that you deserve to follow every dream and desire that God has placed in your heart. And I'm passionate about doing that because I have been able to create a life that I am passionate about and that I love. And I know that if I can do it, you can do it too. So, welcome to the newest season of the Nancy Ruffin Show. We are heading into season 4, y'all. And for those of you who have been rocking with me since the Nancy Ruffin Show was the Empowerment Hour, thank you. Thank you for your loyal support. I've been doing this for a minute. I've been doing this before podcasting was a thing. I was doing the Empowerment Hour on Blog Talk Radio when it was a live internet show. And I had several guest co-hosts. And for those of you who've been with me for a while, you might remember that I co-hosted for a little while with my BFF, Maria Rodriguez. She is a fellow creative, a fellow writer, and currently she has embarked on a new career, and she is a nurse. And she was thrown into her nursing career in the midst of the COVID pandemic. And I'm super, super proud of everything that she's been doing. And then after Maria, I actually co-hosted for a little while with G Lolo. And if for those of you who have ever followed me on Instagram and my Insta story shenanigans, you know that G Lolo is Gerald. He is someone who I used to work with a few years ago. And he used to rock with me on the Empowerment Hour, and we used to have some really great conversations. But yeah, I say all that to say that I was doing podcasting before it was a thing, before it got all of this attention, and before it became the thing to do, you know. And for those of you who are hosting your own podcast, kudos to you, because it's not easy to sit behind this microphone and talk. It really takes a certain skill level and a certain level of confidence to just talk, because you have to be able to hold a conversation in essence with yourself, right? I mean, you're there and you're listening, but when I'm recording this thing, it's just me and my mic. So I just want to encourage you that if there's something in your heart that you have been longing to do, stop thinking about it. Stop procrastinating. Stop telling yourself that you are not equipped, that you're not qualified enough, that you don't have enough resources, that you don't have the money to do it. Those are all lame excuses. And these are things that you are telling yourself to keep you stuck in the comfort zone of your life. But I will tell you that nothing good ever comes out of comfort zones. It's not until you make yourself uncomfortable that you begin to see what you're really made of. You can do it. You just have to believe in yourself enough to go for it. Taking the first step is the hardest step. I will tell you that that first step, it feels like your feet are stuck to the ground with like cement and that you can't move. But if you push past that fear that is keeping you cemented to the ground and keeping you stuck, if you're able to push past that, I promise you that the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth steps get easier. You just have to go for it. You have to trust yourself enough. And that is really why I do the work that I do, because so many of us have been stuck by the things that we keep telling ourselves, by what we have allowed ourselves to believe about ourselves. We allow ourselves to take on other people's limitations, other people's limiting beliefs, right? Because maybe somebody in your past has told you that you can't do something, or maybe someone has told you that they tried it and that they failed, so there's no way that you can succeed. But the truth is, you can't let someone put their limitations on you, because they are not you. They have not lived your life. They have not survived what you have survived. They have not overcome the things that you have overcome. So who are they, right? Who are they to tell you what you can do? And what's worse, why are you believing them? They don't know what you're capable of. They don't know the skills that you have. They don't know the talents that God has given you. They don't know how you have lifted yourself up from the floor when you thought that that thing in your past was going to break you, but you managed to make it through. They don't know that. They don't know that about you. Only you know that about you. So how can you sit there and allow someone to tell you what you can't do? Let me tell you, let this be the season where you say enough is enough and you actually take a chance on yourself. And yep, that's how we opening season 4 of the Nancy Ruffin Show. That's right. This is what you are going to get week after week when you tune in. If you need something to help build your confidence, if you need somebody to tell you that you can do it, if you need a cheerleader, if you need a personal success coach, mentor, somebody to guide you on your journey, that is who I am. So you have come to the right place. So welcome. And if you have not already clicked on that subscribe button, what you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Go click the subscribe button so that you can be the first to know when new episodes drop, so that you never miss an episode. And furthermore, get one of your friends to subscribe. Share this link. Share this episode. We haven't even got into today's topic, but I'm already filling you with heat, with free game. You better get to it. And you better remember who you are. You better remember who God created you to be. We don't got no time for flip-flopping in this season. We don't got no time for fear. We don't have any time for doubt. Where they do that at? Not here. Not on the Nancy Ruffin Show. That's not what we about. We about speaking life into you. And if you haven't gotten into the habit of speaking life into yourself, then you need to. You need to start getting those affirmations up on your wall. You need to start programming and scheduling those affirmations into your calendar so they can pop up every hour on the hour to remind you of who you are. Yes, honey, that is what we do here. Because if nobody has told you that you are the ish today, let me tell you, you are the ish. You are a bad bish. Yeah, we ain't cursing up in here, but you know, you get the gist. You get the gist of what I'm trying to say. Anyway, in this new season, I actually want to, I'm launching a new segment. Actually, two new segments, right? We're going to get into what I've been up to, right? Letting you kind of just know a little bit about what's going on in my life. And then I also want to get into a things slash people you should know segment, right? So this is going to be a segment where I highlight things and people that you should be knowing right now. So what have I been up to? Well, kids are back to school. That is me clapping and I am smiling. I'm overjoyed that the kids are finally back in school. They're back in person. And if you are a parent, then you can understand and feel my joy, because it has been one heck of a year and a half working from home and homeschooling these kids from home. Being with your kids 24 hours a day is not what God intended. There's no way that God intended for us to be with our children 24 hours a day, because we need breaks. Parents need breaks in order for us to be our best. And that's with anything in life. Like with anything, in order for us to be our best and to show up as our best, we need breaks. We need those moments to just rest, to refuel, to recharge, to rejuvenate our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And being with our kids 24 hours a day does not allow for that to happen. So yes, I am glad that the kids are back in school. And I have to say that I'm nervous and excited for them to be back. I know that they're happy because they get to be out of their house. You know, it was a lot for the children too, being home, you know, 24 hours a day. They're happy to be around, you know, their friends and to see their teachers. And I guess the part of me that is nervous, you know, is that we're still in the middle of COVID with no real end in sight, right? We have just had to manage and kind of just go through it and push through and just pray that, you know, our babies stay healthy, that our teachers stay healthy, that we stay healthy. You know, I have to say that we have been super fortunate and super blessed that we have not contracted COVID in my household. And I had the kids enrolled in summer camp for the months of July and August for 4 days out of the week. And I have to say that they didn't get COVID there either. So sending them back to school now because of the summer camp, my mind is a little bit at ease because my girls are okay with wearing their masks all day. They are really great at constantly washing and sanitizing their hands. You know, like they are prepared. And so I'm just confident that they're going to be okay. And then I'm just praying. I'm leaving it in God's hands, right? Because what can we do at this point? We just have to trust that they're going to be okay. And so that's my prayer for my kids, for your kids, for all of our teachers and everyone that's back working, you know, in the school building. I'm just praying that you all have a successful school year and that you all remain healthy. What else have I been doing? Oh, yes, we are kicking off our next cohort three of Women of Faith, which is the Bible study group that I created earlier this year. And the first two groups I co-led. And in this season, I said, you know what? One, I need a break. And two, I think that it's time that I help to build up and support other leaders, other women that are in this group that, you know, that can and want to help other women build their relationship with the Lord. And so I'm super excited that our next cohort is starting September 22nd. It is going to be led by Bianca Lewis and my girl Sylvia Bengonchea. Sylvia is a longtime friend of mine. She is also a woman who I have helped for years and supported on her own personal development, self-discovery journey. She has attended a number of my workshops. She is involved in a lot of the things that I do, and I have full confidence that Sylvia and Bianca are going to be amazing leaders, you know, and I'm not leaving them, you know, on their own. Myself and Teresa, who was my co-lead in the last cohort, we're going to be supporting them as they step into this leadership role. You know, and so if you have been looking to build your own relationship with God, if you've been looking to get closer to God, if you've been looking to read the Bible more, and you're interested in joining a community of women who really have grown to be sisters in Christ, even outside of the cohort, we maintain the connection, we maintain the communication, we make sure that we're constantly praying for each other, praying with each other, lifting each other up during our most difficult seasons. And so if you're looking for a community like this, then I encourage you to join our cohort. You can join. There is a membership form on my Instagram page, on the link in my Instagram page. So if you just go there, I am Nancy Ruffin on IG, and just look for the link where it says Women of Faith Bible Study. Click on there, fill out the form, and boom, bap, you're in. It's that simple. So there's really no reason for you not to join if this is something that you are looking for. Next thing I'm excited about is our very first Women of Faith retreat that is happening December 3rd through December 5th. It is a weekend of spiritual wellness, so we're going to be meeting in person, we're going to be digging into the Bible, we're going to be praying with each other, but we're also going to be having fun. So there's going to be yoga, there's going to be meditation, there's going to be a welcome dinner, there's going to be goodie bags, there's going to be a whole day of workshops on Saturday. So if this is something that you are looking to get into as a way to pour back into yourself, and if you're looking to just release, reflect, and just recharge yourself for the new year, this is the retreat for you. If you are interested in joining us, just shoot me an email, Nancy@thefiercewoman.org, and I will send you all of the information, and then you can join us. It's the weekend of December 3rd, that's Friday, through Sunday, December 5th. And then lastly, in this season, I am going to be launching the Nancy Ruffin Success Academy. Okay, what does that look like? Well, that looks like a repository of do-it-yourself learning modules, webinars that you can access on demand on my website. It also looks like one-on-one personalized mentoring, and it also looks like group mentoring if this is something that you're interested in. Of course, there's going to be different packages, different price points and things that of that nature, really to appeal to everyone. Doesn't matter at what stage in your own life journey you're in, there's going to be something that works for everyone. So if you're someone who works better by yourself, then the do-it-yourself on-demand modules, webinars are for you. If you're someone that thrives in group settings, and so you really love to have, you know, the support from a mentor but other peers, then the group mentoring package might be something that interests you. Or if you're someone who really thrives off of more personalized one-on-one time, then the one-on-one mentoring package might be for you. In either case, I have something for everyone, and that is launching October 1st. It's going to be new website and all. So stay tuned for that. That kind of sums up the what I've been up to. I'm going to go for a quick break. When I come back, I am going to get into our next segment, which is the things / people you should know. And then we're going to get into this week's conversation. And this week's topic is you don't have to do it alone. So sit tight. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Avery. You are listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show. Make sure to subscribe and leave a comment if you're new. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. And if you did not click on that subscribe button in the last segment, what you waiting for? Go back, click subscribe, and then share with your friends, because sharing is caring. Also, quick reminder, if you love this show, if you love the content, or if you just love me, go ahead and leave me a rating or a comment, and just let me know what you love about the show, what you love about me. Also, if there's some constructive criticism you want to give, if there's something that I can do better, if there are certain topics that you want me to cover and I haven't yet, you can leave that as a comment as well. I read all of my comments. And I might even read yours on one of our episodes. So go ahead. If you haven't done so already, go leave a comment. And even if you have left a comment in the past, if you're really digging this episode, leave another comment. Let your girl know. All right. So as we delve into this segment, I want to kick it off with our second topic, things or people you should know. So for this week, the person you should know, if you don't already know her, is my girl, Elizabeth Velasquez. She is a fellow Brooklyn-born Boricua writer. Yes, she's a personal friend, and my girl is debuting her first book, September 21st. It is going to be published when we make it. It is a beautiful, beautiful story of what it means to make it and how making it looks different, you know, for everyone. This is a fiction work, but a lot of the stories are real stories of growing up in poverty, of growing up homeless, of growing up and dealing with mental illness. She is an open book about her own life, and she has used some of the things that she has survived, and she has written them in this fiction story based on the life of the protagonist, who is Sarai, or Sarah, or Sarai. I never really knew how to pronounce that name. you do remember in the Bible, Abraham and Sarah. And we know that God changed their names. Their original names were Abram and Sarai. Again, not sure, but that is the name of her protagonist. And she even goes into telling us how her protagonist got her name in the book. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. I was very privileged to be one of her beta readers. So I read it when it was in its very first forms, like first draft manuscript. And I just recently got to reread the final, the published book, right? I got an advanced reader's copy. And so I just want to encourage you all to go ahead and support this fellow Latina woman of color writer. So often we hear that we don't see ourselves in books and that no one is telling our stories. And so here is someone who is telling our stories. And so I want us to all support her. And so go ahead and pre-order the book. if you haven't already done so, because those pre-order numbers, they count towards her first day sales. So let's go ahead and make Elizabeth a New York Times bestseller. I know that we can do it. So I just wanted to just say that if you don't know who she is, Google her, connect with her on her Instagram, Elizabeth Velasquez Poetry. She is as real as they come. She is authentic. She is honest. She's just a beautiful, beautiful human being. And I just feel really honored to call her a friend. And so if we're not lifting up and bringing up our friends, what is the point? I actually want to mention that I purchased 2 copies of her book. So even though I was gifted a copy by her, I purchased 2 copies because I want to support her. Like, that's what support looks like. But I'm going to be giving copies of this book away. I'm not sure how I'm going to do the giveaway. I might try to get Elizabeth to do an interview with me, like on Instagram, and then maybe we can give 2 copies away, to whoever is watching, whoever asks the best question. I don't know yet how I'm going to do that, but I will be giving away 2 copies of her book. But go ahead and pre-order, get one for yourself, get one for a friend, and let's make Elizabeth a New York Times bestseller. With that said, let's get into this week's topic. You don't have to do it alone, especially now as we enter the fourth quarter of the year. What is it that you have been thinking about doing and haven't done because you say you don't have the time? You don't have the resources. You don't have the knowledge, right, to do whatever it is that you want to do. This is not the time to allow yourself to keep yourself stuck, right? I want you to understand that whatever it is that you want to do, you do not have to do it alone. Tap into your network of people, like the people that you know. Those are potential resources that you can tap into to help you do whatever it is that you've been waiting on. Ask someone for help. Don't be afraid to ask people for help. Also, if you're someone who's in a leadership position and you feel like you have to do everything alone, wake up call, you do not. Part of a leader's job, part of a leader's role is to be able to teach others and delegate so that you don't have to do everything on your own, right? You focus on the things that you do exceptionally well, and then develop people on your team to take on other roles, right? There might be someone on your team who is better skilled at something that may not be your forte, right? Give that work to the person who is best equipped to do the work. You don't have to do it by yourself. And this is a lesson that I have learned and I'm still learning, because we always feel that no one can do the job as good as we can do it, right? And in some instances, that might be true, but in a lot of cases, it isn't. A lot of times, we just are dealing with our own control issues and our inability to relinquish control. So if this is you, I challenge you to look at yourself and to look at all of the things that you're responsible for. Look at all of the things that you're currently doing and currently managing, and start identifying which of those things, which of those tasks, which of those responsibilities can be delegated to someone else, or how you can train someone up to be able to manage that task or responsibility for you. And I remember when I first started my organization, The Fierce Woman, this is something that I still struggle with, because The Fierce Woman is my baby. And just like I wouldn't give one of my children to just anybody, it's really hard to bring someone into The Fierce Woman brand and trust them. Trust that they're going to pour into it and take care of it the same way that I have. You know, and for a while I had someone who I brought in and who was working with me and who I believed loved the fierce woman as much as I did. And, you know, life got in the way. And when you're not paying people, right, there's only but so much that they can invest of their own time and skills. And because of that, you know, I lost this person just because life happens, COVID happened, and they were dealing with, you know, their own things. But she was a huge asset to the fierce woman. And when she left, I really felt it. But now I find myself like back, like at step one, and it's like, well, how do I grow the fierce woman without growing the team, right? And there's no way to do that. Like, the only way that I can grow is by growing the team and being able to delegate some tasks to other individuals, because I can't do it alone. I can't build it by myself. And so this is something that I've really been praying on in this season, and just asking God to really just help me and to bring into my life the right people that are going to help build this the way that I want to see it grow, you know. And so I have been reading the book of Exodus in this season, and I'm on Exodus chapter 18. I just recently read this chapter, and because I always like to tie my topics back to the Bible, just because I want you all to see that all of our answers to all of life's problems and questions and issues are in the good book. Like, God has already laid it out for us. We're just too stubborn to read and too stubborn to follow and listen. So I'm going to use my platform to bring some of you stubborn people who don't want to get in the book, in the good book, and give you the lesson anyway. So I've read the book of Exodus. I'm up to the part where where God, through Moses, has delivered the people of Israel from Egypt, right? So we know that they were enslaved by the Pharaoh of Egypt for over 400 years. God used Moses. We know that Moses was picked up from the river by, I think it was the sister of Pharaoh or the daughter of Pharaoh, don't remember. And he was raised as an Egyptian. But when he realized who he was, he left all his riches, all his Egyptian belongings and all everything that came with that. And he left that to follow the calling of God. God was going to use Moses for his glory to deliver the people of Israel out of Egypt. So Moses has done that already, right? So Moses is now in the wilderness with all of these Israelites, and he's delivered them out of the Pharaoh's grasp and rules. And so in Exodus 18, Jethro, who is Moses's father-in-law, right? He's the father of Moses's wife, sees that Moses is overwhelmed. Like, he's overburdened. He is just doing too much. One, he just delivered these people out of Israel, out of Egypt. Two, he is serving as the one, like the one that they come to for all of their needs. If they hungry, they go to Moses. If they thirsty, they go to Moses. If they have any issues, they're going to Moses, right? So imagine Moses is one man and you have thousands of people coming to Moses for every single thing. So Jethro sees this, right? So he tells Moses, and I'm going to read from the good book right now in verse 17, what you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. It's too much for Moses. The work is too much for one man. So Jethro continues to say, listen now to me and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them the decrees and laws, and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. Right? So the first thing Jethro is saying to Moses, like, yo, like, you got to teach them. You got to tell them what the laws are. You got to tell them God's word. You got to tell them what God wants them to do. Right? Because God has told Moses what they're to do. And so Moses has been acting as God's representative, you know, and relaying the message. So what Jethro is saying is, like, just teach them. Because when you teach them, then they know it for themselves. Right? The same is true for us in our own lives. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do everything, even in your own household. Let's look at your own household, for example. Like, let's take your kids, for example. I will use myself. My husband will sit there, you know, and want to bathe our daughters, like physically bathe them. I'm like, son, first of all, they're too grown for you to be bathing them. That's one. Two, you're a man. And even though he's their father, there's like at some point where he shouldn't really be bathing them because they're growing girls, right? And so I'm like, you have to teach them how to bathe themselves. All right, they might not get it right all the time, right? And they may not get every little crack and crevice in their body. But the point is that when you teach them, they will eventually learn and then they will do for themselves. And that is what Jethro is saying here to Moses. You have to teach them the decrees and laws and show them the way to live. That's one, right? Then he continues to say in verse 21, but select capable men and women. Right? The women part is not there, but I'm just saying, right? That was the culture of then. That was the time back then. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men, and who hate dishonest gain, and then appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times. But have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases, they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you. Okay? Okay, do you hear what he is saying there to him? He is saying that Moses does not have to take on every single case that comes to him, right? Instead, what he should be doing is appointing individuals who are God-fearing, who are capable of making decisions and settling disputes, and allow them to serve as the judges over the thousands, the hundreds, the fifties, and the tens, right? And of those simple cases that they can decide on their own, where they don't need Moses to intervene and only to bring the really difficult cases to Moses. Because when they do that, right, they lighten his load and they will share it with him. And that applies to both you and me in our own lives. Like, whatever burden you're carrying right now, you don't have to carry it by yourself. You might be feeling overwhelmed because you're doing everything, right? Maybe you want to be doing everything for your children. You want to be doing everything in your household, and you want to go and you want to do everything at work. And then you wanting to do everything is not giving you any leftover time for yourself. So you gotta divide the work. You do not have to do it alone. Call on your community. Call on your family. Call on your friends, on your resources, on those people that you can count on to show up for you. Ask for help. Get comfortable asking for help because nobody can do it alone. We were not put on this earth to do life alone. We all need help. Don't think that you have to portray Superwoman or Superman, or that asking for help is a sign of weakness. It isn't, because all you're going to do is wear yourself out trying to do everything by yourself. Ask for help when you need help. Rest when you need rest. Don't be afraid to relinquish some of the control and some of your responsibilities. That is really what makes an effective leader. Someone who can delegate to the right people and trust that the work will get done. Start trusting your own abilities to make decisions and to make the right decision. And even when you make the wrong decision, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about that, because there's still a lesson to be learned in that, right? And you just now know not to make that same decision or that same mistake again. But you got to be able to get past it and keep moving. You don't have to do life alone. You don't have to do work alone. You don't have to exist in this life alone. Ask for help. I hope that was a word. I hope that you received it. And I hope that you join me next week for another episode of The Nancy Ruffin Show. Until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show. I hope you enjoyed spending your time. Bye.